Hare Krishna. Yesterday I had a wonderful, although mixed feelings, spiritual experience. I don't usually talk about my spiritual experiences. Sometimes I write about them, but this one I'll talk about. And it was that I finished the recordings that you've heard me talk about repeatedly over and over again, because I'm raving about them and will be, on Srila Prabhupada's last year with us in this world, 1977. And of course I spent all my life, even when recordings of Srila Prabhupada on cassettes were sort of like gold amongst devotees and very, very difficult to obtain. It was a different world than it is today, where everything's so easily available. You just download it and you can store. You can store everything that Prabhupada said on something the size of your thumb. And but those were lectures, conversations, morning walks, my favorites, and other wonderful exchanges, Srila Prabhupada's Vani, Srila Prabhupada's teachings. And they were what Srila Prabhupada said, and occasionally about Prabhupada. Prabhupada would reveal some things about himself, but that's what they were. And this is different. These recordings, which are available from Bhaktivedanta Archives, I believe they're available for free. These are, although there's a few lectures, very few, of the 300 and almost 400 recordings, probably a dozen lectures at the most, are all conversations between Srila Prabhupada, his disciples, for the most part, and they give a really day-by-day chronicle of Prabhupada's last years with us. And whereas Srila Prabhupada's other teachings and instructions show us what human form of life is about, what to do with our lives while we're here in this world, and of course Prabhupada mentions, you know, how to leave this world and writes about it, but these are like a detailed step-by-step chronicle of how to actually leave your body. You know, they have these management gurus, and they produce all kinds of material, audio material, video material for people to watch that passes on their message, some long series. So if one was to produce an audio a series on how pure Vaishnavas should leave this world, then this is it. And it's something that we're all going to do. Everyone, all listeners, are all going to do that. We're all going to leave this world. How to do it? Well, here's the final lesson. Prabhupada is teaching us. This is the way. So it's very wonderful. It's very extraordinary. You know, I could talk about it more and more. And in the way that I mention, it's very, very special. You get to know Srila Prabhupada personally, I think, in a way that I didn't know him. Well, I knew him, but not in this depth, let's put it. And here, about Srila Prabhupada's interactions with his disciples, specifically Tamal Krishna Maharaj and others, Giriraj Maharaj and Jayadvaita Maharaj and Bhavananda Maharaj, those who were there at the time. So for me, it's something very, very special. I've been associated for Krishna with Krishna consciousness. I don't know, I knew about it for probably almost 50 years since Prabhupada landed. And I've been reading and involved since 69, 45 years, 46 years. This is a really new dimension that just increases my commitment to Srila Prabhupada and my attachment. Ultimately, of course, Srila Prabhupada's Vani is there, which is most important. But the ability for us to follow Vani also is affected by how attached we are to the Vapu, to the person. And the more we can be attached to Srila Prabhupada, then the more that will be dedicated to his Vani. Everyone follows somebody. Actors, musicians, politicians, and what's the use? Academics, what's the use? We simply degrade, lose this human form of life, and lose the opportunity that Srila Prabhupada gave us. But following a great Mahabhagavata, following a associate of Lord Krishna, gives us back home, back to Godhead, gives us that extraordinary opportunity. And why would we not live with that wonderful opportunity? It's such a grand thing. It makes life so worthwhile. So, yes, I recommend, obviously, to everyone that they also systematically, I do it to everybody I meet, practically, especially God brothers and God sisters, to get a hold of these recordings and to listen to them step by step by step until Srila Prabhupada in his last few days comes to this conclusion that he wants to go out and do parikrama. Extraordinary thought considering Srila Prabhupada's condition, and apparently the way in which Srila Prabhupada preferred to leave this world. But at the other hand, it was something that was so disturbing to his disciples that Prabhupada would leave the world like that, and not so much leave the world like that, but therefore guaranteed give up the hope that he could possibly recover. That out of love, Prabhupada decided that he would stay, and practically speaking, the next day he left his body in Krishna Balaram Mandir. The loving exchange, Prabhupada said to his godbrother, who was the godbrother who visited Srila Prabhupada more than anyone else, Krishna Das Babaji. He said, "Babaji Maharaj, just see how they love me." And in return, he told the devotees who were in such anxiety, he says, "No, I cannot put you in so much anxiety." So, a wonderful personality, a great personality, but like Krishna, someone who's controlled by love. And Srila Prabhupada showed that ultimately that is the only way that we control Krishna. It's the only way that we can control each other. We can try to do so many other things. And ultimately, love is the supreme Ankush, which is the elephant goad with which they used to guide an elephant, that if you want someone to do something, then do it with love. So anyway, I won't go on. That was a wonderful experience. I don't know if I mentioned it because the last tape was just a little short recording of the kirtan, which sounded like at the time when Srila Prabhupada left. This was on the 14th. There was no other conversation. So I went over, I saw the final lesson video. And that was the last final scene of yesterday's spiritual experience. Hare Krishna.